It's time now for the Mission Recognition Podcast here on KCHA. This podcast was put together by a group of 8th graders at the Charles City Middle School.
Hi, my name is Cade Williams, along with my group, Alex Stout, Kale Raziska, and Caden Berry of Mission Recognition from the CC Middle School. We are a group of 8th graders here to tell you about Civil War veterans buried in our local cemetery, Riverside. We will be talking about one of these veterans every Friday for the next several weeks. We chose Civil War veterans because we each have a deep interest in the Civil War. We feel they should be recognized for their service and all they have done for their country. Today's Veteran of the Week is William W. Dennis. William W. Dennis was born on a farm May 16, 1838. After his mother died, he worked at a carpenter trade in the summer and attending school in the winter until he was 21. On May 19, 1861, he married Miss Angie Isora Logan. On November 14, 1861, he enlisted in Company D, 3rd Battalion U.S. Infantry, and remained in the service for 3 years. He was in various battles, among them the Siege of Corinth, Stone River's battles, and the Battle of Hoover's Gap. The last 60 months of his service, he was detailed as a recruiting officer. He was discharged November 14, 1864. When he located at Charles City, he followed contracting and building here until 1878. When his health declined, he abandoned his trade, and on April 8, 1879, he was appointed his present office as deputy county recorder. Mr. and Mrs. Dennis are members of the Christian Church and have one son, Arthur W., born February 19, 1862. He is a clerk in the Charles City Savings Bank. Mr. Dennis is one of the enterprising representative men and citizens of Charles City, where he has been identified since June 1865. He is secretary of St. Charles Lodge. He died July 1909. You can visit our website, riversideveterans.weebly.com, for more info. Thank you for listening to this week's Civil War Veteran, and keep tuned in for next week's new Veteran of the Week.